Welcome to our Sunday night service. Again, we're going to have Brother Wes Carter, a member of the church here, is going to be doing a special for us. I pray that will be an enjoyment to you and also a blessing to you as we have time to praise our God. Brother Wes, you go ahead and come ahead.
Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn, walked Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems how I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Father, forgive them, thus he did pray. Here though his life blood fast flowed away, praying for sinners while in such woe, no one but Jesus ever loved so. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, wounded and bleeding, dying for me. Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my tongue shall praise him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me.
Thank you, Brother Wes, for that beautiful song. Thinking about all that the Lord did for us, why would he not give us all other things we stand in need of? Today, as a people of the Lord, I would think that all of us could say that we all need more strengthening. Again, if God gave his son, why would we withhold the very elementary things, the very most simplest things we need in our life? Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we get in the message today. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We thank God for the good comments that we receive. Those that appreciate putting on the internet, the messages, and now with some singing as well. We thank you for that, your continual support as you listen to the messages, the words that we have, the words that we hear, and encourage us just to keep on keeping on. It allows me to feel like I can continue to be the pastor to the people and stay connected with you. And again, I just appreciate your listening. Heavenly Father, we ask you just to bless here today. Bless, help me. Lord, just bless all that we are trying to do and others as well. Thank you, Lord, for those, the family that are helping me, Lord, to be able to get these things taken care of, get it out on the internet. Lord, we're trying to do other things as well. Lord, we just look forward to your continual help and your blessings in these endeavors. Lord, we know that your word won't return void. So, Lord, whatever we do now, however we do, Lord, getting your word out, we know, Lord, that you could use that. We pray to be the saving of the soul and also the strengthening of the saint of God. Bless here today, Lord. We give you all the power and the glory and the praise for all things. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I'd like to title the message today, The Strengthening of the Lord. The Strengthening of the Lord. We're going to read a very, very familiar passage of Scripture, but how much more in this day and time that it may be more relevant to us today. Philippians 4, verse 13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. You can do. We think about that. Sometimes we are around people, see people that have a defeatist attitude all of the time. During this time that we're dealing with at the present, people sometimes may get to thinking, I can't go on, I can't do. God's word says that as children that we can do. We think that some things are beyond the power of our God that we cannot do. The Bible says, I can do all things. We are able to conquer. We are able to go on. Why? Because God strengtheneth us. And that's a key word, phrase. You can do all things through Christ. It's through his power. It's by his power. It's all because of Christ. There's nothing of us. It's all of the Lord. And we do not fail to give him the glory and the honor for that. You can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me or you. That is a very positive statement, a very assertive statement, and a word of God that tells us that we can do, we can conquer, we can overcome, we can go forward, because our God is the one that gives us the strength, a supernatural spiritual strength to accomplish his will. But we find ourselves busy in the will of the Lord and serve him even during these times. We ask you a question. Do you need strengthening? Certainly, I would think that most of us would admit that we need some strengthening. We who are at times, all of us certainly at times, we get weak in the faith, faltering in commitment, slow to pay into the Lord the vows we vowed. How can we be above the Apostle Paul, who so often in these writings asks for prayer? And tonight may Almighty God give you strength. It's not for today, but for the days ahead. We've preached these thoughts in years gone by, maybe even more recently. Just of late, we've been talking about some of the repetitive themes, the great themes of redemption and strength and power and might, and those messages that should build up our assurance and our confidence in our Lord. Tonight will be no different, but again, I believe in the time we're in that we certainly need these. Number one, it may be that you may be here today and listening in tonight that you need to be strengthened in heart. What we see around us, we can't escape it. What's happened to us personally in our personal lives and what people are enduring, there's never been a time. They said it's unprecedented time. And if we do not watch and guard our heart, there's a lot going on that would cause us to lose heart. People's finances. Nobody was prepared for this. Nobody understood that the ravages it would take and what would happen in our economy and amongst our lives, just all of a sudden, within weeks, complete upheaval. People's finances. Yes, they say there's going to be relief, somewhat of relief in a small way, but it's going to be a help to people. The unemployment issues that they're trying to get straightened out, it's going to be a great help to people. I would dare say there'd be a lot of people that their savings will be wiped out, if they have even have savings. People with mortgages and things of that nature in small businesses, it's certainly going to take its toll on finances. People's jobs shut down, stopped. And people are just holding that hope that once this is over, that their jobs will continue on, their job will be there. Certainly there's a lot of concern about health. Not only the pandemic it's upon us and the ravages it does those that it gets infected in those small number, that it certainly takes a great toll. There's other health issues we have that we have day by day. Family situations. Without this pandemic, there's always situations within our families. There's always situations amongst our loved ones. We think about our church. Within a church, it's not exempt from the outward pressures and problems of life. The devil tries to attack the church. And now we're not able to assemble together. And just a common thing we take so granted, just be able to shake a hand with somebody we love and care for. And just the way that we show our love for them, our appreciation for them, and a way of being connected physically, no longer can be. So again, there's a lot that's all under attack. Now, I would certainly think that if you're like I, we need to be strengthened in heart. The news paints a very ugly picture. And I don't believe we ought to put our head in the sand and not see reality. But the news paints an ugly picture. And there's some that feed upon and try to make this sound so much even worse than it is, and that it may drag on for even years. Listen, the master artist, the Lord, has not finished his painting yet, if you allow me to say that. And I'm not being irreverent or flippant of what I say. As you think about this world and all that's in this world and the future, what unfolds, and you think of it as our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Creator, our Sustainer, and he's painting a master picture, a panoramic view of all that's happened and all that's going to happen and what's going to be. You may think that he's walked away from the picture. It's all doom and gloom. But listen, again, he's not finished painting the picture yet. He's not done. God's will be done. And one day, ultimately, know that all things are going to come to an end upon this world. This world and all there is going to be burnt up. There's going to be a new heaven, a new earth, and the picture will be completed when we see in Revelation 21 the holy city coming down from heaven upon the new earth. But until then, we don't understand. We don't comprehend fully other than by faith take God at his word. So we need to be strengthened in heart. Listen, we don't know. We don't understand all things. We don't know the outcome of what we're dealing with. We don't even know the long-term effects of what we're dealing with. We don't know the future. But how do we often say, we don't know the future, but we know the one who holds the future in his hands. What does our text say? I can do. I can do. So I'd encourage you today to take heart. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16 through verse 21. Now he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ as passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Take heart. Secondly, we would like you to think about how about a strengthening of the hand. When you take time to look at the grand scheme of what is being done, the great sacrifices that are being made, and certainly we need to be praying for and continue to pray for our frontline workers, those of essential businesses, the hospitals, the EMS, doctors, nurses, caregivers, the police officers, those that are to protect and watch over us, National Guard units, the list goes on and on. What great sacrifice. Next time you're in the store and someone waits on you, take time to tell them that you appreciate the work they're doing, putting themselves there in harm's way, making great sacrifice. When you look at the great grand scheme of things, what has been done, sacrificed, I can't understand $1 trillion. I can't understand trillions of dollars. All that's been done to combat this pestilence upon us. It'd be easy to get in the frame of a mind. It's too much. It's mind-boggling. It's too hard. It's overwhelming. It's too demanding upon me to follow these guidelines. It's too demanding upon me to try to think and plan and prepare the best that I can for the future. It's all just so taxing upon me. And it's easy to get in the frame of mind. You say, I just can't go on. And you throw in the towel and just give up. But where that's going to get you? You need strength. And your strength may be on or get to the point that's waning away. It may be that you're weakening. Your power, your strength, your resolve is ebbing away. But understand this. Not the Lord's. Not the Lord's. He's all powerful. He's all strength. Luke 1:37, the Bible says, "For with God nothing is impossible." That gives me encouragement. That strengthens me. When I hear about this can't be done, and that's not going to work, and this has failed, this city's collapsed, and this city's been overrun, this job's being lost, this is going to be shut down. It causes strength in my heart to know that my God is able and capable to turn these things around. When our strength is gone, that is when we learn to appreciate what the Lord is able to do for us. Sometimes it is as we get to the very bottom of the rope, so to speak, the very bottom of ourself, that we can stop and realize what God is able to do. When all is without hope in this world, there's always hope within the Lord. There's always strength within the Lord. 2 Corinthians in chapter 12 and verse 9 through 10. And he said to me, these words of Christ, the Apostle Paul, when he'd asked him to take away this messenger of Satan, he said, that was there to buffet him. The Lord said unto him, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." It's when we get to the bottom of ourselves that the Lord is able to show his power. Most gladly, Paul said, "Therefore I will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and necessities and persecution and distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. How can, when he's weak, when can that make him be strong? Because he's going in on the strength of the Lord. God upholds us. He strengthens our hands. In the book of Jude, in verse 24, we read that he alone has the power to keep us from falling. Sometimes it's quite good to have somebody that you can lean upon. Somebody, when you start to stumble, that reaches out to steady you, to keep you from falling. We need to understand that our Lord keeps us from falling. He'll keep us from falling spiritually. Again, save the eternal salvation. But also it can keep us from falling in our daily routine and things of life. He strengthens us with his hand. In 1 Chronicles in chapter 29 and verse 12, both riches and honor come of thee, and thou reignest over all, and in thy hand is power and might, and in thy hand is to make great and to give strength unto all. In Isaiah 41 verse 10, we read again, speaking about the right hand of righteousness uphold thee. Can you grab a hold of that today? That our Lord strengthens our hand. By his hand, he strengthens our hand. John 10, we're in his hand. He strengtheneth our hand to go on. You can do all things through Christ. And then we think about, what about your hope? Do you need a strength of hope? The scoffers laugh at our ultimate hope. That is the return of Jesus. We read that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3 through 4, about the scoffers 2,000 years ago laughing about our ultimate hope, the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, our home in heaven. There are those that even on national TV, they laugh at the present hope of Christians. They laugh at our present hope that our God will provide, protect, and empower and take care of his people. They place their hope in many things of the world, but their hope is a fleeting hope. Our hope is an eternal hope. But the scoffers, they laughed at Moses. They laughed at Moses as he said what God had told him to do. I say the laughing stopped when the sea collapsed upon them. They laughed at Noah. And certainly the laughing stopped when the doors of the ark shut and the floods came. What about your hope? Don't laugh and scoff at the hope of the things of God and the promises of God. Don't scoff at the hope of Jesus' return, because Jesus Christ is coming back. If we leave beforehand, the Bible says absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. If we're here when he returns, what does the Bible teach us? That we will go up to be with him and there be forever with our Lord in a place called heaven. Jesus is coming back. In John 14, verse 1 through 4, what about your hope? Don't be troubled about your hope. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions, but not so had I told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive it in myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Jesus said in verse 6, I am the way, the truth, the life. No No man cometh from the Father but by me. Our hope of eternal life is a sure hope. As he arose from the grave, so we arise as we leave this body, or Jesus takes us on in the air. Again, as we face the trying days ahead, and there's some projections, even our state, the next 2 weeks, we'll see great escalation. And then prayerfully at that time, it'll be at the top of the hill, and it'll start back the other way. And even then, we're going to have a time to deal with what we're dealing with. But certainly they say things are going to get worse as far as the pandemic is concerned, and more cases, but we can take hope. I would pray today that you'll allow the message to seep into your heart, your mind, your soul. May the Lord strengthen you in heart, strengthen you in hand, and Lord, strengthen you in hope. For it's all in his control. Heavenly Father, just bless. Bless, Lord, especially for those who are having special difficulties. Lord, those that are getting weak and weary. And Lord, it's easy to get that way. Worrisome, Lord. All of us, Lord, at times will have that. Lord, it comes sometimes upon us like a great flood, and other times it'll kind of sneak in a little slowly upon us. Lord, help us to see all that dispelled away. Take that away, Lord, as we put our confidence and our trust in you. For, Lord, you are the one that strengthens us, and we thank you for that. Protect our homes, our families, our children. Protect, Lord, our very way of life that you've given us. Help us, Lord, we may be able to get back to assemble together in your house real soon. Pray, Lord, we could be used of you to share the gospel. We may see a great ingathering of souls and people being saved. Again, Lord, we just thank you for all your great blessings. Thank you, Lord, for our Savior. Lord, we love you and thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.